out. But we have to go back over this case yesterday, which we had, which was the Baruch HaPam base. But I'll say it outside. The case is a case where an individual gave was going to give a woman money for Kedushin. And she said to him, listen, give it to this Ani, and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. And we said that this works. And we said it's comparable to the case of where you have a worker who's not frum, and you give the worker money and say, go buy yourself lunch, right? So if you say, here's the money, go buy yourself lunch, it's okay. If you say, go buy yourself lunch and I'll reimburse, it's not okay. And the Gemara said one of two reasons why it's not okay. Either because he becomes your shliach to buy himself lunch, and he might buy himself a treif lunch, or because the storekeeper becomes the shliach to provide him with a lunch on your behalf. And the storekeeper might provide him with a treif lunch. So either he's the agent to procure the lunch, or the storekeeper is your agent.
Unbeknownst to the storekeeper.
Well, the storekeeper took the money, yeah. By taking the money, by buying the lunch on the assumption that he's going to get the money from the Baal Bais, so then that's obviously he becomes a shliach, right? So he's providing that service. So that was the machlokas. So regardless, it's a problem. But the stress was different. Rabbi Hila said that the stress is that the individual worker becomes your shliach, and Rabbi Zira says that the chenvani becomes your shliach, right? So regardless, we translate this to our case over here. And that's the top of Chavav Amrav. Of Chavav, so to hear in our case, Kedusha Daiti Rabbi Zira, the Kohen Rabbi Zira, who says that the storekeeper becomes your shliach, right? Abal Nasir Shlucha Shel Isha, so to the husband, the one who's trying to get married, becomes the wife's agent to give the ani the money. Okay? In other words, the wife said, don't give it to me, give it to the ani instead. So now the husband, by going and giving it to the ani, becomes her agent, and by fulfilling her directive, gives her hana. Actually, it's not just hana, but it's more than that. He actually did something for which she has to reimburse him, because he gave a dollar to an ani on her behalf, right? So she can reimburse him one of two ways, either by getting me a dollar or by getting married to him, right? Okay, so therefore she chooses to reimburse him, obviously in the manner of getting married. So as it says, the husband becomes the shliach of the woman, to the ani. Okay? Rabbi Hila said, no, the reverse. Not that the husband is shliach, but the ani is the shliach. Her ani zachali shemishal baula. When the reason why the ani was accepting this is because the woman directed him to receive it on her behalf. Right? It's not really a gift to the ani. No, the husband had no intention of giving any gifts here. He was trying to be mekadesh a woman. Right? So if the ani receives it, really, the audience should give it back, right? Or the audience should give something in reciprocity for having received the dollar. But instead, since the audience is just the shliach of the woman is the one who reciprocates by plighting her troth to this individual, right? Okay, so it's either that the husband is the shliach of the isha, and now she has to reimburse the husband as shliach with marriage, or the ani is the shliach, right? And now the ani has pledged her to reimburse the husband by giving him the marriage. Okay? So we then becomes the shliach. Manafi bina, what's the difference? Who's the shliach? Isn't this just semantics? So the Gemara says, very cute. The Gemara says, going back to the case of the worker, what if the storekeeper was deaf mute? So a deaf mute can't become a shliach, right? So if the chenvani is a deaf mute, so then al daiti the Rabbi Zira says they're afraid the storekeeper becomes the shliach to provide a treif meal to your worker. So then it's not a problem because there's no problem here, right? Al daiti the Rabbi Hila, according to Rabbi Zira, Chashash, no, because it's the worker who's your shliach. So if it's still a problem, then he might go out and buy treif. And vice versa. If the worker was a deaf mute, right? So that Rabbi Hillel, Chashash, Rabbi Hillel says it's the worker becomes a shliach, it's not a problem because here it can't be a shliach. Al daite the Rabbi Zira, Koin Rabbi Zira, wherever it's a chashash, because obviously, Koin Rabbi Zira, it's the storekeeper, and the storekeeper here is okay. Now, by inference, the same thing is true by Kiddushin. This is where the Or Samech comes in, who says, the Sari is in Bavli. According to the Or Samech, it's going to depend, whether the Kiddushin is effective or not, it's going to depend who's the deaf mute, according to whom, right? If the, it's harder to work with the husband being a deaf mute, because then it's Kiddushin only the Rabbanim to begin with, right? But let's say the Ani is a deaf mute, right? The Ani is a deaf mute. So if we say, like, Rabbi Zeira, that the husband is the shliach of the woman, so it's not a problem that the Ani is a deaf mute, right? The husband is the shliach, and he's doing work on behalf of the woman. But you say, like Rabbi Hila, the Ani has got to be shliach. If the Ani is a deaf mute, then there's no shlichus, and then the kiddusha is not a valid kiddusha, right? Now, the Bavli holds that the way this whole transaction works is totally different. If Bavli's case is a woman says, give a money to so-and-so and I'll be Mekudesh to you, first of all, it doesn't talk about Ani there, but that's not material. But the main thing is the Yushalmi, the Bavli says, because of the principle of an Orev. And Orev, even though the Orev has no direct involvement in the loan, the fact that he was the individual upon whom the transaction was based, because if not for his guarantee, the loan would never have taken place, that means that he could become Meshubad. Because of the pleasure he has, that he's the macher. You know, he's the reason why this took place. So that's true no matter who the principals are or what the transaction is. Even the principals are Chershin. You could still become an Arev, right? It doesn't matter. Since they follow your directives and what you said, so therefore you become an Arev. There's no shlichus issue here. So therefore, according to the Bavli, it doesn't matter if anybody's a Cheresh here, right? Even if the Ani who's receiving the money is a Cheresh, the principle of Arbus is independent of shlichus. You don't need shlichus; you need him to be regarded as having hanoah feeling self-satisfied is probably the best translation here, that the loan took place on his say-so. Okay? So again, according to the Bavli, it's Mukdesh Midin Orev, without any direct involvement. According to Yushalmi, you need direct involvement. Direct involvement is accomplished via the vehicle of Shlichus, right? By saying something is a Shliach. According to Bavli, even if some of the principles are not suitable to be Shluchim, it doesn't matter, because Shlichus is not operative. According to Yushalmi, Shlichus is the operative, so whoever is the Shliach has to be suitable to be a Shliach and not a Cheresh. Okay?
So the Bavli doesn't have the case of giving up the Ani receiving the matana from the husband by way of the working wife.
By way of the wife? No, it's not material. The way of the wife was not a necessary component. I mean, she's one of the Mekudeshes. But it's never a ghost via here, her, nor is she regarded as being part and parcel inherently of the transaction in any way, shape, or form. Absolutely not. Okay? There's more to it, but that's enough for now. So it says, Marachotaf Hasel Miyoda. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi goes.
Obviously, you can't have this machlokas with
no, there would be no machlokas at all. Everybody holds Mekudesh Midin Orev. It's Rava actually in the Bavli, I think, who says it there. It wouldn't be no machlokas, absolutely not. No. Chatav Hasel Miyada, Vinasula. If you grab the money from her hand and gave it to her, now you stole it from her. You stole money from this. Your fiancé, right? She loves you very much. Obviously, you stole money from her, nevertheless. So, and now you give it back to Venasula. You give it back to her. Shas Matan, you give back to her. Amal, you say, Arei Mekudeshesli. Arei Mekudeshes. You've stolen, you're marrying her with stolen goods. But it's unique because you stole from her. And she, hopefully, she loves you and smoichel you.
That was her property.
Her property.
Okay.
Bamek Kicho. Ask them, how would you become a Kodesh? It's her money. So Chagayim Shem Padav Rebbe says, fascinating. Roitzah Shitim Kodesh Shlo. She wants to be married to him now with this money. Chayav lo sell her over a dollar from elsewhere, right? Because he stole a dollar, he gives her back a dollar. She'll have to pay back the dollar, have to pay the dollar some other way. In the meantime, she wants to be married to him. Okay? That now Amar Rav Yosef said, Ilu itmar kli, that's true about money, but were to talk about a kli, yos, would that be proper? Or the Baal Mashbir throws in loyos, it's not proper. Same idea. One is astonishment, one is a statement. But be that as it may, it was a keli that wouldn't work that he stole, right? Because sell a dollar is chalev. A dollar, she doesn't have to get back the same dollar which was stolen. So therefore, the dollar given now back is kiddushin. Eventually, it'll give back another dollar. But that's not true by a keli, because the keli, beheshin is like zelo asher gozal. You have to give back that self-same kli which you stole. So therefore, there's no way to change the nature of this transaction from returning a gezela to being mekadesh. By money, since all money is interchangeable, you can change the nature of the contraction. You have to say it's not feishiv as a gezela, but rather it is kiddushin. But you can't do it with a keli, because by keli, you're giving back what you stole. Okay? It's a beautiful chiluk, not classic Yerushalmi chiluk.
In American law, that principle applies only to property, non-movable
real
property.
Estate, you mean?
Yeah, non-movable property.
It wouldn't apply.
Property's all deemed to be fungible, except if it's uniquely something.
Is that maybe because things are mass-produced nowadays?
I don't know.
But it's interesting. This is the same Rabbi Yossi who yesterday said a pruta is worth less than a pruta. Remember that said that it's the same type of insight, right? He said, there's a dinner left in Tanova, so it's the same type of insight. It's qualifying, I think it was the same person.
Yeah.
What the nature of Hanoi is. Okay. Kinsley Selazu. A guy said to a woman, take the Selah and watch it. Sort of Pikoda. Vushas Maton, as he's giving to you, he said, I'm really not. Hared Mukadesh. Forget it. Be married to you with this Pikoda. Hared Mukadesh. She's married. If, however, she's already holding on to it, that it depends. He says, be mitzkadish with the pikadon I gave you, so she has to acquiesce. Because there's no nesina here. So we need her explicit verbal agreement. Normally, you don't need the woman to say anything, but in this case, she has to agree that now she's holding on to it. For the purpose no longer because for the purpose of kiddushin. This is one of the rare cases where the woman has to say something. According to it's not so clear. According to some Rishonim, who seem to argue Rishonim, he actually has to take it back and re-give it to her. But from the Rishonim, it seems that all we need to know is that she changes the nature of her holding onto it from the nature of bikkurim to the nature of kiddushin. Okay.
Well, otherwise it's subterfuge. I mean, he says, here, take this, and by the way, I'm marrying you. That's not,
No, the attack works without her saying
it. No, when she takes it, and then says, by the way.
Oh, yeah, right. No, you're right. It's logical. Halo sells the shani chayv lucha. Take this money that I owe you. He's giving for a different purpose, for the money. He owes her money. So then, Vushas Matan is given to her Amar Lo Harea Mekudeshesli. The time is given, he says Mekudeshes, Rotsu Mekudeshes, Ving Laven Mekudeshes. So in that case, he depends on her response. Because, and I guess here you would say, the reason why she has to talk out is because she might just be thinking to herself, let him say what he wants. He owes me the money. I want to get the money back. Whatever way I can. I'm going to ignore what he's saying about Kiddushin. So if it's actually what you owe her, so she, the assumption is that she's accepting only as a repayment unless explicitly stated that it's for the purpose of Kiddushin, and she explicitly agrees to that, right? Or he gives a coin to other children, he gives it back, she gives it back to him, and he gives it back to her over again, and it's Kiddushin. Okay? What if she raised holding on to it? And then Amal Arve Mukudeshesli, then Alpha Pishesh Name Rotsi, even if they both want to, Ainam Kudesh is not about Kiddushin, because the money is no longer his. He owed her the money, right? So once she got it, it's her money. It's not like Picardo, which remains his. So therefore, in that case, once it's in her hands, even if they both want to change its nature to Kedushin, it's for foul and it's too late in them Kedushis. So Kate said, Yasa, what do you do in that case? You tlen her, you take it back from her, the Yasa, you give it back to her again, the Yermelo, and you say to her, Rehem Kedushisly. Okay, you can only do it if you start from scratch. His kachli b'mona. If you say, you want to marry a woman with $100, v'nim tis chaser dinar, and it turned out that it was missing a dinar, this is in the Bavli too, and it turned out that it was missing a dinar, it was lag, it wasn't the full mona, and it was kodeshes. You tripped her. It's not kodeshes, right? Haya but dinar ra. What if there were the $100 there, but not just 99, but the 100th was a bad dinar. It was a bad coin. So I raised him Kudeshes, and she is married, Vushi Achliv, as long as he changed it, because he gave the right number. It was a good faith, it just had happened to be not a good dinar. So yeah, it's Kudeshes, but he has to change that dollar. Hoya Mona Rishon Rishon, Mashiach Tokyo, if he was counting $1, $2, and tossing it in his hands, she could nag until the count is finally over, even until the 99th dollar. If Lezer men not true, he says Mekudeshes Barishon. She's married via the first dollar. Now Shara tonight, all the rest is just a fulfillment of the conditions. In other words, that he should give her $100. But it's actually Mekudeshes immediately. Rabbi Yochanan Mark Shiyashlim, Rabbi Yochanan said like Tana Kama here, or like the first opinion we brought down, that's only when he completes the count. However, they said Chosebe Rabbi Yochanan reneged on this. How so? Chad Bar Nash, a related case. A certain individual, Arvoina Yoav L'Chavrei, he gave a down payment to his friend. For something, it's not material for what, for some sort of metalton, some sort of movable objects. The guy received the down payment, denied ever receiving it. He lied. He said he never got it. Right above Rabbi Chilo of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achot L'Sein Armin, they both said it was a slightly different case. Zer Pishtan Hoya, it was a case where a guy was selling flax seeds, and the buyer gave him part of the money, but not the complete value. And then the seller refused to give him the flax seeds. Asuv the kum Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan, the case came for Rabbi Yochanan. Amri said, "Oyitim b'chom b'cho, if you give all the flax seeds, for even though he only gave you down payment, you have to give him all the flax seeds. Oyim says, 'Let me shapora,' or you're neging on the deal." You have to get a Mishapora, right? Because you're negging on a deal. Which money was given? That's the classic case in which we use the Mishapora formula, like the he who took retribution from the generation of flood should take retribution wherever it doesn't keep his word, in order to deter this scenario. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Amar, he said, "Oitem b'chol arvono." No. You don't have to give metal, let's say it's sugar. You don't have to give, and he gave a down payment of $5 out of $100. So you don't have to give, let's say it's $2 a pound, right? So you have to give him all 50 pounds of sugar. You only give 2.5 pounds, right? Because you only give, not connected the entire sum of money, because only a down payment was given. How much do you give of the sugar? Only sugar corresponding to down payment. Now on that, if you don't deliver the sugar, you get a mishapora. But not on the other 95 pounds of sugar, whatever it was, 47.5 pounds of sugar, because that was not paid to her yet for.
So in the case of the woman, she should be married if the first pruta is given to her.
So that's what it says. No, not yet. But first, Motor Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, that the down payment represents the entire sum total of things which are being acquired, things which are not divided in half. Not at least not normally. Gompora, such as a cow, the talus, where you sell the whole cow and the whole talus. Now comes the clinch, the punchline. Visha darkoli konas chetzoyan, do you buy half a woman? Of course not, right? You buy a whole woman as a wife. So therefore, it's by a homeowner's wife. So for the down payment given, even the first dollar already acquires it. Everything else is just like a tanai, because it's not something which is normally sold by part, right? Rabbi Chagai and Rabbi Yudan Tarvenami, they said, Mekach Tarkulikornis. Even a cow. People sometimes buy half a cow because they want to slaughter it and they want to get half of the cow, right? However, for sure, the Isha ain't Tarkulikornis Chetzioi, and you never buy half a woman, right?
So who said that Gemara always compares a woman to a cow? It shows that they're not.
Right, the distinction between woman and cow. That's right. Okay. Yiskachli, he could teach this to woman. Yiskachli, right? Because so yain. Okay, he said, marry me in a cup of wine. Benimtzer Shodvash, it turned out it was honey. Shodvash, marry me with a cup of honey. Benimtzer Shoyan, it turned out it was wine. Benimtzer Shokev, with Kesev, with this silver money. Benimtzer Shokev, turned out to be gold money. Shozov, with this gold money. Benimtzer Shokev, turns out to be silver money. Amanashan, Yoshi, on the condition that I was poor. Benimtzer Shokev, it turns out he was rich. Oshim, it's on the condition I'm rich. Benimtzer Shokev, it turns out he was poor. Enim Kudash, she's not married. All these are mekachtoses, right? Rabbi Shimon Omer, he said he was poor, and it turned out he was rich. I raised him a kudashus. She's willing to put up with this being rich. Okay? Amnash any Kohen v'nimtza Levi. He says the Kohen found to be Levi. Levi nimtza Kohen. Nosim v'nimtza Mamzer. Mamzer v'nimtza Nosim. Those are Yuchsin issues. Ben Ir, if a person said he was a dweller in a village, it turns out he lives in a metropolis. Well, I should say a city in a metropolis. He said he was a resident of a city. It turns out he was a resident of a metropolis, right? Or vice versa. And Krakow, he said, lives in a metropolis for Nimsa Benir. It turns out that he just lives in a city. I'm not sure basically called America. It's a condition that my house is near the bathhouse for Nimsa Rochok. It turns out to be far. Or Rochok, he made a condition it was far, but Nimsa Korov, it turns out that it was close. I'm not sheshli bas or shivchom begudas, in the condition I have a daughter or older maidservant. Ve'elo, if he doesn't have, then all these things are going to cancel the marriage. I'm not sheshli v'yeshlo, on the condition that... I'm not sure. So one of them is what he promised he had and he didn't have. The other one is he promised he didn't have and he did have, right? I'm not sure he's still bought it. Very low. And condition he has kids and he doesn't have any. I'm not sure only. Condition he doesn't have any kids, initially he does have. Al Kulam and all these things. Alpha Pisha Umra, believe me, I still need Scottish low. Even though she says, in my heart, I had in mind to marry him. Alpha Pichain and him Kudeshus. Nevertheless, she is not married. Okay, because of the Tanai. The Chen Ishi does, and the same is true, where she leads him astray. Okay? Says Gemara, these are all very simple cases. Because Vamasha B'Solcho, the guy says, marry me with this cup and its contents, so then, B'Shova Pruta Miskadeshas, if the cup plus contents are Shova Pruta Miskadeshas, Vim Lav, and if not, Ena Miskadeshas, right? Zocha Zakei, if the Mekadesh, or for that matter, anybody says, acquire, should be Bameh, Shabbosocho. That's my, I'm changing it, but I think I'm right. Acquire just with that which is within it. Yimeh Shemash Shabbosocho Shavar Pruta. If what's inside is Shavar Pruta, then Miskadesh is, then she's married. However, if not any Miskadesh is, because in this case you didn't take the cup into account, only the contents. You only acquire that which is inside. Period. Going back to the Mishnah. If you made it, if you underpresent yourself, then Mekudeshes. So it says, Rabbi Shimon, it turns out he's more chashiv in Yichus. Then he contended, Enim Kadeshus is not married. Why is that? Because she doesn't have to put up with all these fancy relatives. So therefore, that's also Hita. That's also where he led her astray. You know, theoretically, it should be a boost up the ladder. No, she doesn't put up with all those jerks. Okay, so therefore, he said he was a Levian, was turned out to be a Kohen. She doesn't want any part of it, right? because he's going to have haughty friends. He might be haughty over her, so therefore that's a valid reason for.
What did she say? He said that he was poor and it turns out to be rich.
No, that's not Shvach Yuchsin. It's only a different social class, not money. Yeah, no, but it's the old days. In America, money determines social class.
Yeah.
Right? That's because we have no real class. But in places like, the old country in Great Britain, where class, it was a matter of class versus a matter of money. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yosef said, Masnisa Omrake. The Mishnah says it. It says, Amrashni Koivinim to Levi. Now that's going down. Nicha Koivinim to Levi. You know, he went down a level. But Levi Nim to Koyein. If it's a Levi, it turned out to be a Koyein, so surely she should be married. That's giving her greater Chashivas.
She's
Truma too, right? Choli the Meimah, she could say, Lovina, Lo Bai the Ruche Rabbah. I don't want it to be haughty. Really to have a lot of wind all lie over me. And if he's a coin, I'm not a coin, so he's going to lord it over me. Nicha ben Krav means a benir. I understand if a person could portray himself as being a member of the metropolis and turn out to be only a city dweller. But benir ben Krav was claimed he was only a city dweller and turned out to live in a metropolis. What's wrong with that? So it says, one of the a man, which you could say, Baya Havina Mitzvah. I want to live a sheltered life or a hidden life. And the metropolis, everybody is on display, right? So she doesn't want to show off her new Ford or new Jaguar. So therefore, she wants to live in seclusion. And that's a legitimate complaint on her part. Okay? Says Moreh. Amnashi basically called Merchatzim to Rochok Adnich. That I understand. He claimed that the house was near the bathhouse, so it would be far, so that's a Mechatos. Or Tanai, I shouldn't say called Mechatos, but legitimate Tanai, which would cancel the deal. But Amnashi basically called Merchatzim, she contended that it was close. Rel Nimso Korov, however, if he contended it was far and it was turned out to be close, what's the problem? It's an advantage for her that it's close by. So we could say, "Boy, have a metrapsa. I want to hike on my way there, my way back. I enjoy walking." So metrapsa, according to the Korban, means jump and skip, and according to Meimosh means exercise. So therefore, he says, "I wanted to go by foot." So therefore, if it turns out shul is too close, he can cancel based on this night. I understand that if he says he doesn't have it, and he has it, that's bad. But I'm not vainlo. But when he says on the condition that I have, and it turns out he doesn't have, now this is not the least the case of the daughter. It's not a slave. Maybe he has one at the end of the world, right? Who knows where he cast his seed? And who knows if he has a daughter maybe somewhere who's of age, right? Now, it's very strange. One could have just said that, we know he didn't have Bia when he was younger with somebody else other than his wife or whatever it was, and therefore he knows he doesn't have any other kids. But nevertheless, Amrei Bob Bar Memel Kinyan Masisi changed the Mishnah because of this story. He says, this is a way to read the Mishnah, Bas L'Godloseich V'Shivcho L'Shamoseich. It's not his own daughter, per se, but a daughter who will braid your hair and a shivcha to serve you, right? So if he contends that, it turns out he doesn't have that, then that's valid for that's the Tanai takes effect and cancels the Kiddushin, and that's a case where we don't have to know. It's very material if he has one somewhere else or not, because it has to be a daughter here who's ready to serve, or a servant here is ready to serve the stepmother. Okay? So, if you don't, then that's a legitimate mechatos to be concerned with. Or I keep saying mechatos, but you should know tonight. Harmishulusari says to his agent. Yeah. The guy says to his agent, go marry for me a certain woman, bimbo komploni. It's also a place. And he went and married her somewhere else. We have the same thing by Gittin. It just says she's in this place. And she wasn't there. He found that she was found, or maybe she was there at some point, but the Shliach found her somewhere else. A matter of Elsa raised him Gudesh's Val Kiddushin, because we just say he was Mara Mokum. He was telling her where he thought she might be found, but not necessarily that she had to be here either. So Masiz Lok Rebbe Lezer, Amish not Rebbe Lezer, Brank Rebbe Lezer, but Korn Rebbe Lezer, Lolam Harim Kudeshes. Even cases like our mission, she's married. Achiromala, unless he says to her, Atka Chemli Ella! Only Mimokum Ploy. Well, I'll get your Mokum after he went to marry her somewhere else. Harezim Kudeshes. This is going on the Sefer. When it says that she's in so and so place, and he went to his Mekadesh or elsewhere, they raised him Kudeshes. So in that case, Mashbiach takes out the next line to go to the last line for the Mishnah. After Rabbanan Moedibo, the Rabbanan concede, then in that case, it's only demonstrated to her where where to go, and therefore. In this case, it's a get was given elsewhere, so then it's still a valid get. Okay? Hamakashis Isha. Amanashi and Lan Nadorim. If a man marries a woman on the condition that she has no Nadorim upon her. So Venim told Lan Nadorim, and she has Nadorim, and him Kadeshis. Kintos Tam, you then did Nisun without respecifying your Tanai. Venim told Lan Nadorim, and then she hadn't found it, she had Nadorim. Teisha Shlomi Ksuva, she needs a divorce, but she doesn't get a Ksuva. Okay? There was a full marriage, but the divorce is legitimate and no Ksuva necessary. Now, there's actually, it should be here instead where the Aleph is. If you look on the side here, on the left hand margin, it says, Amanasha ain't a lie moving. If the, she ain't a lie moving. He's made a condition that she has no movement. Venim Tuba moving, and it turned out she has blemishes. Ainim Kudesh is not, she's not married. Kinsa Stam, if he married her without, he didn't assume without specifying, Ainim Kudesh, Benitza Boomin, and then she, the found woman, Taitish Lobiksuva, then she gets divorced without a Ksuva. The Mishnah Tinish called Boomin, Pussim Mikuna, Pokwarim Pasin Hashem, any moon which is bad by coin is bad by a woman as well. Now, Tanina Moomin. The Mishnah started with the Dharma, then explained Moomin. So therefore the Mishnah says, or rather the Gemara says, you should bring a Moomin as well. Which is not just the Mishnah switches too abruptly from the Dharma to Moomin, so introduce material about Moomin, from the Dharma to Moomin, so introduce material about Moomin as well, which is basically what it does here on the side, in the little aleph, it introduces all sorts of material about movement. Okay? Baila Dharma Amru. What kind of Dharma are you talking about that are the Dharma which are too onerous for him to stay married to? Sabiyah Mishar Vishimini Otsadok said, not just Shalachobos, you should look at her, not to eat meat, but Shalishtos Yain, not to drink wine, Shalavos be the Tzleman, not to wear colored clothing. Amrav Zira said, colored clothing will include clay, pishtan adakim, fine linen clothes are bought in Beit, which come from Beit Shan as well. Kid clay, so don't even they like colored clothing. Okay, this whole story until the next mission, we had Ksubas already. Okay? Not that it makes it necessarily any easier here, but it's not that difficult. So as Amr Abi Yassi said, Masnisa Bisho Amr Lo Amrashin Locha Osher Alayach Nadarim. And the mission which is limited to cancellation, or the bride is limited to cancellation in cases of no meat, no wine, and not to eat colored clothing, that's where he said on the condition that you have no nadorim. And if she had one of these nadorim, then cancel the marriage. Avolimar Malo, but if he said to her, Menashe Einloch, it should be called nether, any nether. I feel no disholachol chalubin. He just took a very obscure nether, like not to eat carobs neder would still valid neder, and it doesn't cancel the kiddushin either, because that's too obscure to affect the relationship between the two of them. Okay. What if she went to, what if she had nedarim upon her? So it should be a mekach tos, but she went to a rabbi who was matir nedarim. I raised him a kudesh. So in that case, the kiddushin does take effect. What if she went to a doctor and the doctor healed her? Ainim kudesh. It's as if she still has the move. Mabin zokin, mabin roifa, zims between an elder and a doctor. Zokin ekras, the nether may kara, the zokin uproots the nether retroactively. And therefore, it's as if there never was a nether, and therefore the marriage took effect retroactively. Roifa, ainim erapil, mikanula, but a doctor only heals from Iran and not retroactively. So therefore, if the, that's the case, doctor only heals from Iran and not retroactively. So in that case, even if the mum got healed, it was still mekachtos because the time of kedushin, the mum was a real mum. Okay, says the Gemara. Istaritai those who atilah hochleit zokin. Even if she went to a zokin beitilah and the zokin was matir and mukdashes, it's not a valid kedushin. Right? Why? Mastisa Rabbi Lezer. This brisa is like Rabbi Lezer. Tiyatam we learned over there. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, it should be, should have the words your Kabbalah puts them in. Los Ruzela Ela Mibneze. They only answered a woman whose neder can be Mutzarei Chacham, because a woman whose neder can't be Mutzarei Chacham. There's a story about a case over here, actually a neder where Chacham Mimatir, because of a neder, I'm just confusing. Let me just say it outside, it's very easy. You divorced a woman because she had neder. She married somebody else. And she was matir in the dorm. So now she's out in the open. And you start saying, oh, had I known that, I would never have divorced to begin with, right? So what's going to happen is she's going to have to leave the second marriage, because it looks like, you know, that it was a, the divorce was a divorce betos, and her kids are going to be mamzerim. So Chazal made a takona that, you know what, he can't ever take her back. If you divorce only because in the dorm, you can't ever take her back.
Even if she's not remarried yet?
Right. Can't take her back. Right? Because it can lead to all sorts of ruination. So what about a case where it's not a case where you could be made for the neder? Because it's not Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino, nor Inu Nefesh. But Yechachim could be matir it.
So it's not Freya.
So, no. You're right, it's not Freya. But nevertheless, the Rabbi Lezer said they answered that case as well. Why? So Rabbi Lezer said they answered it because... because if you let, in that case, you let him be matir neder and take her back, so the next thing you know, he's going to want to take her back in a case where he could be mefer. The same problem. You're going to think, you know, the kids are mamzerim and all that. So just said blanket principle, you can never take back your wife once you divorce because of neder. Doesn't make any difference, okay? So, Now here we in through it should be another thing. But in the field neder should tzoray chakiras chacham, we should have the word here yachzir. Really, if a chacham can't matter, she should be allowed to take her back. Not because of the reason why you're thinking. Not because, well, he could go to the chacham be matter. Rather because nobody, he would never go to Chacham B'Matirit. Because nobody wants their wife to be degraded and go in front of Basin to be Matir Nadarim. So since that's the case, a person is never going to take back his wife if he finds out that it was a neder which Chacham B'Matir and say, well, right, tonight would never have released her, because he would never have wanted his wife to go to Basin. Because it's degrading to him that his wife appears in court. Women shouldn't be in court. Okay? So that's the case. So we can take her back. He can take her back, because he can't claim, well, were I to know, because only wants their wife to go to Basin. Now we take out the next word, Shazokin, okay, neder be koro. The lama mu neder shutzar chakiras chacham. So why say neder which requires chakiras chacham and only matir is he can't take it back. The neder shutzar chakiras chacham because of the neder which he can be made for, right? because marriage can be made, but then he could talk and say, or Faye's going to say that, oh, had I known I could be made for it, I would never have divorced her. So it's going to cause problems. So there we said a blanket bristle, both in the dorm which you can be made for, and the dorm which only Chachon can be made for, once you took the netter, you can't, and you divorced because of it, you can't take her back. East Tani Tani. Now, our mission is like Rabbi Lezer. Because our mission says, no matter what the nether is, no differentiation. If she has the dharma upon her, you divorce her. Right? And hi, she be mati nether? Doesn't matter. He doesn't want his wife to go to basin to be mati nether. Right? So there are those, isayatani, mutezi nosa below get. Those are in our mission that she can get remarried without the benefit of a get. Isayatani, those that are suing nosa below get, she can't get remarried without the benefit of a get. Hamboy member the man to say manda mar muter sinas below get, he was said they can get married without a get. That's Rabbi Lezer holds it's a mekachtos. Ramanamara Sulinas below get, Rabbi Hill says you can't get divorced remarried without a get. That's Rabbanan, who say that it's possible that the Kiddush is a valid Kiddush and you need a get. Kula says we're not true Kula Rabbanan. The entire mission is Rabbanon. Madam Marasuli doesn't win attention, now we have to get remarried. That's below get. I don't know where the word Rabbanon is here. That's what she shouldn't ever get. Madam Marmutels, you know, say, he who said that she's mutzah to get remarried, that is with a get, right? No. Below get. Below get, that's Rabbanon, right?
Why I said, what's the case where it says you can get remarried without a get? It's about a nether where she can go to a zokin, and the zokin can release her from her vow. So she knows that and doesn't go, right? She refuses to go. So therefore she's allowed to get remarried somebody else without a get, because that indicates clearly in that case that I'm not sure exactly now, but I guess it's the reason is because since she's not going to be matir neder, so therefore it's clear she's going to keep it in the dorm. Yeah, the only reason you need to get, I know. The only reason you need to get is because she might be matir neder, when she's matir neder. So the whole Tanai, I'm not sharing the Lach Nedarim, falls through. But that's only if she doesn't know that she can be Matin Neder. Then you require a get. Because maybe otherwise, it's going to be Matin Neder. And then the whole Tanai will fall through, and it should have been a valid marriage. But if she knows she can be Matin Neder, and she doesn't go to be Matin Neder anyway, then rectifying the situation. So in that case, even without a get, the marriage is terminated. Again, where is the marriage not terminated other than with a get? Well, we're afraid that she could be go be matzah nedarim and undermine the tnai which is placed in the marriage. I'm not sharing the life in the dorim by not having any dorim anymore. So we can't let her go free when the marriage is going to be matzah nedarim, right? Maybe the whole thing was a ruse, right? But where she knows she's matzah nedarim and she doesn't go to be matzah nedarim, we say, obviously, that is in direct contradiction to the Tanai. I'm not sharing Lach Nedarim, and therefore she gets divorced without benefit of a get.
Maybe it's not even considered a marriage to
begin. Right, that's what I'm trying to say. The marriage never took effect.
Right.
Retroactively, right, that's an only a get. You said it better than I did. So it says, Gemara, my time, why can't she not get married without a get? According to that opinion, she shouldn't go to a zokin, remarry to another guy. And then Kedusha Chalim Olam, my friend, and then it turns out that her first Kedusha worked retroactively. And then her children come to be Mamzerim from the second marriage, right? Okay, so in Asir B'Loged, as I said, better not to get married without, again, terminating the first marriage. Kinsa stop. What if then you made a Tanayin Kedushin, but then you suin, you married her without having to re-specify a condition. Our mission story about where you married her tonight and then took her in without it tonight. So then, in that case, we have all the discussions in our Mishnah. But if you married her without any condition and then took her nisu without any condition, yesh l'ksuva, and then she has a ksuva, because that's a legitimate marriage, because you didn't make any stipulations. Even if you marry her Kiddusha without any stipulations, and you take her in to the Sudai stipulations, ain't law kesuva, right? In that case, she doesn't have a kesuva. Rabbi Shlokish holds she does, and Rabbi Yochanan holds she does not. Nevertheless, even though she doesn't get a kesuva, she does require a get. Afilu kitchal tonight, and that's true. Even in Mekadesh conditionally, and we did Knisa tonight, and did the Nisuin conditionally. Why do you need a get? Because then you had Biyah. And what does Biyah do to Tanoim? It kind of cancels the Tanoim. So if you married out tonight, Averson, you married out tonight, Nisuin. If then you had Biyah, you need a get. Why? Bia cancels time because the principle of Heino Damosa Biloso Bias Nus. Person never takes chances with his Bias, good old days. Person never takes chances with Bia, he doesn't want to do it out tonight, lest the marriage be null and void, so therefore he's Moichel the Tanai when he does the Bia. Okay? Rabbi Zira Boykun Raimana. Rabbi Zira has a friend of Raimana. Kinshostam. He married her without his condition. Vigirshimanis and he divorced her from betrothal. Mamar Barshim Melokish. What does Rishim Melokish say about this? Do we say that the Tanai is implicit or is not implicit? So Barshim Minado. So he wanted to learn out from, from this case. Hayba Mumin. A woman had this case in Ksuvis. She had Mumin Odova Vesari while she was still in her father's house. But it's after Kiddushin, obviously. Hab Terech Levi Rai, the father has been proof that the Mumin were there only developed after Kiddushin. Right? I would say Kanim Tokan Haya. They were there even before the Kiddushin took place. Now here we should change it like the carbonator. Hayim Loivia Rav Raya. If the father did not bring proof, ain lo ksuva, she doesn't have a ksuva. So we see that we saw about a case where there was no tanai made, and nevertheless, if she had a movement upon her, it invalidates the kiddushin. So the mom, who says, who told you to say, take out the word ma, on a kayamim, who said about such a case? You're assuming there were no conditions made? Who said? Maybe there were conditions. Says Marmin the Basra. And I'll prove to you from later on, it's about Stam. Why? It says, but later on the mission says, what Mumin canceled the Kedushin? By Medvar Mumin, but Mumin Shabbasasir. Hidden Mumin, which you did not know about previously. Mumin Shabbagala, but Mumin which are revealed. And Yocholi Tony can't say a thing about it. Now, so says he says Yerushalmi, Vimbemaster, where he tem, if it's talking about where he makes explicit conditions, that Mumin Shabakoli Tainu. He can also say, he can also make a condition about revealed Mumin. Where if it's Stam, then I say, Mistomi checked it out beforehand and knew whatever was there. And in that case, the fact that she has Mumin Shabakoli is not a problem. But if you're going to say, our mission is talking about, on both sides, it's talking about a case where
he stipulated, then he can also stipulate about Mumin Shebagoli. He can stipulate about anything he wants. So must be without stipulation. It says in the Reisha that it's a problem that the Mumin and the Dorim do cancel the Kiddushin, right? So, I'm in Chevra Yikur Rabbi Yossi. The Chevra is said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Mordabas Ra. Look later on, Tei Pliga, Rishim Lokish, we are Rishim Lokish. It says, Nichlan Soro Shusabal, it says, if she already entered the husband's jurisdiction, after Nisuin, obviously, about Tzorch Levi Raya, then the husband has been right that the woman were there, or the daughter were there earlier, right? Like maybe about Raya, it sounds like the husband does bring proof, Ein lo ksuva, that she doesn't have a ksuva, even though the kiddushin was stam. So how did Rabbi Shimon Lokish say she has a ksuva if the kiddushin was stam? So he claimed she had a gate. So I said, "Masni." So our mission say about bishekonas the low ball, where you took her in to chuppah but didn't do bia, right? So he didn't. Oh, my darling, Rabbi Shimon Lokish. Rabbi Shimon Lokish said that. You don't have a ksuva. They do have a ksuva, sorry. It's bishakanas ubar. It's all about where you did bia, and again, that means you relinquish all tanoim. But otherwise, if it's kanas v'lobar, so then even Reish Lakish agrees that there's no ksuva involved because you didn't relinquish the tanoim by having a bia, right? Period. Ani Omer, here it's explicitly. And the Omer, I say Nisratz will be Bila, whatever conditions they were Moichel at the time that they did Bila. Okay, now it says over there, Shekola Mumin, but it's really not relevant at all to the Kedushin, but it isn't Ksuva, Shekola Mayim Mumin, I place him in Kwanim, all Mumin, which possible clan, post him in Ashim and Ogaba by women either. Hosevalayim Ba'ish, besides that, by men it's okay, a Kohen to the base Mikdash if he has the following conditions, by women it's not. Reachapeh, bad breath. Bad sweat, vishuma, and warts, shembosea, which have no hair. They have hair, it's even pulled by Kohanim. Rabbi Chama, Chayuk, Vishem, Yosimachina said, Bora ponim shon. It's all warts, only a problem in the face. If you have a wart, it's also in the body, that's okay. Says Maravatim, I made the Maravatim, Mumshim, say, one second. Then we say that he can only claim a hidden movement. But a revealed movement, he can't complain about. And if it's on the face, it's a revealed movement. So it says, it's one which is hidden under a hat. See, it's always crowded, wear hats. So that's why it wasn't so goli. Tani, Shuma Shesh Boseyar, if the warts got hair, Bein gdo, bein kha, whether it's big or small, bein magup, bein vdim, whether it's in the body or the face, I raise the womb still a problem. Shem will say if it doesn't have a hair, but ponim, boom, on the face, it's bad. Bukuf on the body, in a womb. Vamed varmuyim, where's the true biktana by a small one? Abo bigdoilo, but a big one, bein magup, bein vdim, ponim, I raise the womb, it's always a problem. Hakam bilo, what's a big wart? Shingon milmer, adki sari talki. Rabbi Lezim Shem Mechanin said, Kagon Hadain Kurd Naya. Yeah, that's right. Interesting, too, though. Okay? I'm not sure exactly what to do.
I'm not sure what to make
of it. Rabbi Lezim Shem Mechanin said, Kagon Hadain Kurd Naya. The complaint motion to Kormay changed to Seor. Save Shur Khatizov. In any event, it's either the size of wart or it's the size of the hair in the wart. Would be the size of Shur Chatzisov, would be the size of wart. But the way Carmen Ada has it, it's Rabbi Lezer Sherechez, Gonadin Kordnaya, period, the size of wart. And then it should be Seir Kolshu. No matter how little hair is in the wart is a problem. Raviv and Rabbi Ada and Rabbi Yirmeh Shaw, they ask, Isha Karachas, if a woman is bald, but she's got hair around the back, right? Like a man. What's the status? But she didn't mean that. They want to learn from here. We'll see if Olein be sure there's that on for a woman. Reach a bad breath. Reach a bad sweat. A wart which has no hair. But doesn't say baldness is a problem. So it must be bald is beautiful, right? It's not a problem. Sarvim meima no. Sarvim shemun. They want to say it's not a mum. Answer Rishon Bray, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, said, no, mum, no.
It's a mum. But lossi and misay odavashu kor bezev bezev. We only mention commission things which are ugly, both by men and by women. Mum bezev vein mum bezev. Kor bezev bezev. Mum bezev vein mum bezev. And it's a mum by a woman, but not by men. Avodavashu noy bezev. But baldness, which is taki beautiful by a man. And I'm making this up, right? Umum is that it's mum by woman. Gonadok karachta. Afa gabdu mum, even though it's woman, lombatini, no, so it's not mentioned. Tayachashukain, you should know this is a case that we didn't mention all women by women. Hare zoka, because we didn't mention a beard. Hare noi beish, it's nice for a man to have a beard. Umum beisha. But lotina, yes, or lay, maybe beisha zoka, we didn't mention zoka. And hare dadi, what about breast? Hare noi beisha, it's fakert, it's a mila by a woman. The moon by ish, and it's a moon by a man. It doesn't mention by a man that that breasts are a moon, even though it's about moon by both sexes here. So it must be that we're not mentioning everything. Okay. By the way, where is a moon by a man? A mice. It's a moon by. All right. It's a moon by a kohanim, but it is mentioned b'chodesh. But it's to be a moon also by getting married as well. I'm a Kaddish Tenoshim. So he marries two women, Bishav and Pruta, with a Pruta, which of course is not enough, you need a Pruta per. Well, Yishav and Pruta, one woman was less than Shav Pruta. Abishav Silos Aramein, even though he sends expensive gifts afterwards, Enam Kudash not valid Kiddushim because the act itself was not valid. Shemachmas Kiddushim Rishon Shishon Shilech. Any gifts he sends afterwards, Sanu Mais Kiddushim, they're all contingent on the first Mais Kiddushim, right? The chay kaddish kiddush so too. The kaddish was mekaddish. Even though later on I send more gifts, it's not val kiddushin. Tani, however, we learned for kulan shabalun. This even goes back to the previous mishnah. Anytime there's bia kanu, because all problems are canceled by the bia. Why is that? Again, because the principle of ein adam osa bila, so bilas nus. Right? Says Marav Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shimon, kulan shabalu lo kanu. He argues. He doesn't agree. We are basking him, but he says shaloisa biloso ella l'shem kedushim rishonim. It's his bia was only for the purpose of the first marriage, right? Imkanu. Now, all right. Actually, there's a new thing. Imkanu kanu l'chumen. I'll read it anyway. Imkanu. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan said kanu l'chumen. If it is a kinyan, it's only kinyan l'chumen, not a kinyan l'kula. Right? And we're going to discuss that. We'll come back to that tomorrow night. I also wanted to mention, though, this issue of L'shem Kiddush Rishonim is the basis of the machlokas between Reb Moshe Feinstein and Reb Henkin, the famous machlokas about civil marriages. Reb Henkin said a civil marriage, even though the marriage itself is no good, but later on when they have bia, so in Baalu Kanu. But Reb Moshe says, no, if you have a civil marriage, they do it l'shem kiddushin rishonim, and therefore it's not a valid marriage. And the same thing applies to reform conservative marriages as well.